Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino here, back again with the weekly wrap-up to talk about all of the most exciting things that went on this week on RHAP, the funniest moments, the best discussions, all here in one place. This is the third episode of the weekly wrap-up. I am still very much trying to figure out the format and the way that you want to hear this show. I'm speaking directly to the audience here on this podcast because I feel like that if you don't even really like RHAP that much, you don't check out the weekly wrap-up. This is for only for the people that really like what we're doing. I really want to know what you think about what we're doing on the weekly wrap-up. Feel free to send me your feedback, rob@robhasawebsite.com. I'm giving you my email address, okay? Let me know what you think and tell me if you like the format or if there's any ways that we could be improving the weekly wrap-up, or shoot me a note on Twitter. I'm @RobSestrino. I love to get the feedback because it always helps me figure out what we're going to do next. One of the things I'm thinking about, should there be a theme song for the weekly wrap-up? And should I sing it? Let me know for next week's weekly wrap-up as we kick off the show. Big week. Celebrity Big Brother is here. We had our draft this week. We kicked off our season of Celebrity Big Brother. Of course, Taryn is back with live feed updates every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. So I hope you can join us for that, for all of our Big Brother coverage. You can get that in our Big Brother podcast feed at robisawebsite.com/BB feed. We kicked off our coverage on Wednesday night. It was myself, Melissa, Chappelle, and Taryn live after the episode talking about a guy who I think we're going to talk a lot about here on the weekly wrap up here in Celebrity Big Brother. That was Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan apparently does not know the names of anybody else in the house, including Teddy, who, you know, maybe he doesn't need to know her name for that long. And he was quizzed by Teddy about her name during the premiere of Celebrity Big Brother. Here's our reaction to that moment from Wednesday night's premiere of Celebrity Big Brother. All right, let's get back to the Big Brother house where we had everybody hanging out a little bit. We have this moment that we mentioned a little bit where Chris Kattan was asked, does he know some of the house guests' names? He is quizzed. Does he know Teddy Mellencamp's name?
Here's the test. What's my name?
It's Cruella. Wait, I forgot.
Why would he say that?
Woman Cruella.
That's not your go-to when you don't know somebody's name?
It's like so bad. It's worse than just like making up like a another name. Or even it's worse than just saying, no, I don't know your name.
No, I think it's pretty bad because I think, they think he's looking at her and saying, this woman is Cruella DeVille.
Yeah,
I think, yeah,
this woman is clearly awful.
This is a woman that's good, that looks like she would kill Dalmatians to make coats.
So bad.
Well, maybe it's the new one. Maybe you look like Emma Stone.
Sorry, dogs. Dogs.
That's pretty complimentary.
Yeah.
You look like Emma Stone is a good compliment. Yeah. But like even in Emma Stone's Cruella DeVille, like portrayal, her real name wasn't Cruella. Like people don't name their child Cruella. It was a nickname. Like what the fuck? Nobody names a like there is no human being. I'm sorry to wherever you are, Cruella. If you're listening to this, I'm not disrespecting your name. I'm just saying, yeah, like that was a sad thing that happened to you. I'm sorry, but you if your name is Cruella,
dogs. Yeah,
Right, exactly. Like, there's people just, there's no celebrity named Cruella. You would have known that person existed, Chris Kattan. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine being in that position, though, right? You're Chris Kattan. She asks, what is my name? And in your brain, all you can think is, Cruella. I'm pretty sure she said Cruella. Cruella. Oh, my God. What do I say? I'm stalling. Cruella? Wait, no, that's not it, is it?
Yeah. Was it better or worse he didn't know anybody else's name except for Chris Kirkpatrick because he has the same name as him?
That's not why. It's because he's that a big NSYNC fan. He loves the Fairly Odd Parents. He loves Chip Skylark. Like, don't do that. He knew him. He recognized him. He said, that's not Lance Bass. That's Chris.
You're Cruella. This is Ursula.
Just start naming Disney villains.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is Jafar.
He's like Lamar Odom, or aka Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was from Wednesday night, the premiere. Just 48 hours later, we've had now two more nights of Big Brother and Friday night, as we were going through the two-hour live edition of Big Brother, we commented on some of the headlines that were made in the Big Brother house, which were reported far and wide across the internet on Friday. It came up during a discussion of the big twist of the Mon Juan hat that had been passed around the Big Brother house when Chris Kattan had a decision to make who to keep safe, either Todd Bridges or Lamar Odom. Let's go to our Big Brother Friday night recap with Taryn, Jason Reed, and Jenny Autumn. But Todrick gives the hat to Chris Kattan.
Yes, this was surprising. I expected him to give it to Todd or Lamar, considering that they are more closely working with him. We've seen him talk with Todd a decent amount over the night. So the fact that he gave it to Kattan was a little surprising. It may have been one of those things where he's like, I've already got these two on my side. Mm-hmm. Might as well take this as an opportunity to get Kattan, to get some cred with Kattan. But I can't imagine that Todd is going to be very pleased with this, considering Todd spent the night trying to pitch that Kattan needs to go.
Yeah. Well, Jason, we get this moment here where Chris Kattan holds all the power in his hand, all of the power of Mon Juan, of who does he want to give the hat to save? Will it be Lamar or will it be Todd Bridges? And he decides to give it to Lamar.
Well, listen, is it like, do I give it to the guy that talks in his sleep, who's not that loud, or do I give it to the guy that snores like two elephants giving birth?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, isn't there other things happening in his sleep? There's lots of things happening in the beds, okay?
A lot of messes going on, and, you know, we're not going to...
I would say maybe some of these things are worse, but...
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to sleep in the same room as Lamar,
That's a fair
point. The smell has to permeate through the house. Like, that, there's no, like, windows, like...
Okay,
they're going out to the backyard.
For the people that maybe were not on social media today... Okay. Let me bring up a news story here from today. Now, we always like to track, especially when we get to Celebrity Big Brother, of who's going to be the first castmate to make it to TMZ. We always want, not the first Big Brother house guest to appear on the TMZ website. And so it was TMZ reported today the story that Lamar Odom shart the bed on Celebrity Big Brother.
Pooped.
Wait, the headline is not shart.
It's pooped. Pooped was the funniest part of it.
I am telling you, as of this hour, I am on TMZ.com. And the headline on TMZ.com, Lamar Odom, shart the bed, poop emoji on Celebrity Big Brother.
means that they initially had it as he pooped the bed, and then they were like, hold on, we're getting new information. We need to do a correction to this title.
They updated the story at 6:44 Pacific time.
The fine journalists over at TMZ are just trying to accurately represent what happened in said bed, okay? Mm-hmm. So they got new information. It was not a poop. It was a shart.
Yes.
Let's update the headlines, folks.
Yeah. Okay.
There were no solid turds in the bed.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Can you imagine Khloe Kardashian, like, scrolling down TMZ?
I hope she's watching.
Like, okay. Oh. That's my man.
Well, okay. I will say that Lamar Odom on Instagram, I guess by way of, I don't know if he got a message out, but says, my manager calls me a SHIT show for a reason. And he says he suffers from lactose intolerance and IBS. So last night's late night snack of beef jerky, candy, and warm milk was a stomach ache waiting to happen. My listen to this. We go. It goes on. Hashtag SHIT happens. My fart turned shart and bam, I'm on TMZ. The good thing is it didn't happen during a competition. The bad thing is, I mean, is Lamar able to get a press release out in the house?
So this is where they got the information to issue the correction.
From him, literally, mm-hmm. on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, he says, the bad thing is at Pepto-Bismol hasn't reached out to me for an endorsement deal yet.
I mean, Lamar said he was looking for endorsements, didn't
he? Making deals while he's in the house. That's a real player right
That's
there.
That's why he needed the pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we dial back to beef jerky, candy, and warm milk?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, this man is a NBA champion. Do not question his diet, please. Okay. Have some respect for the two-time champ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he manage to get that through with Teddy in the house?
He snuck it in the shower.
Okay.
That's like at least like he was 2,000 calories. I mean,
that's why he was so happy when she left.
Yeah. But
and now it's time for pancakes.
Yeah. I guess that for Chris Kattan, and I don't know whose room he's sleeping in, but I guess that of the potential roommates to sleep with, you know, I guess that snoring is pretty bad.
I'll take sharding over snoring.
Wow.
Little Mud came out with that one.
Yeah, that's like an Amazing Race detour that nobody wants. Shart or snore? And the Celebrity Big Brother season is off to an amazing start for this era of Celebrity Big Brother. Speaking of the Amazing Race, we had a very fun episode of the Amazing Race this past week. I thought it was the best one of the season. And Jessica Lise and Mike Bloom and I got together. We talked a lot about the team of Ryan and Dusty. We pulled a lot of clips of Dusty. What an interesting character that we've gotten to meet on this season. He compared himself to a bunch of different animals over the course of the episode. And it got us thinking about maybe the origin story, this great friendship between Ryan and Dusty, maybe had some supernatural origins. Let's take you back to Thursday's recap of the latest episode of The Amazing Race with myself, Jessica Lise, and Mike Bloom. All right. Our first teams to depart from the pit start are going to be the aforementioned Ryan and Dusty and Lulu and Lala. And Dusty is fired up in this episode and compares himself to another animal.
What those birds don't know is I'm a sneaky little tomcat. I'm going to climb up in there and eat all their little eggs and them.
What?
I don't know many tomcats that eat eggs. Like, if he was a mongoose, I could see that.
Be that sneaky little mongoose,
I'm
my
a
man.
Sneaky little mongoose, man.
Couple monkeys like that, my man goose.
Why am I giving Dusty lessons on how to be weirder? I think he's got it covered.
Would that be more weird or less weird to call himself a mongoose?
I think it'd be more weird, but it'd be more accurate.
Dusty is definitively a dog person, right? Between like his lack of information about what cats eat and also the fact of just his personality is very
also,
dog energy.
I think he has a dog name also.
That's true.
That's true.
Could he be a dog? Could this be a 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd situation where like he got transformed from a dog into a man?
That's a deep pull, Mike.
What if, more dog than man.
Yeah.
What if they are best friends? What if Dusty was Ryan's dog?
Oh, he's man's best friend.
And in the 10 years in jail, he got transformed into a person and is now running around the world with him.
The loyalest friend there is. Yeah.
And so imagine just, and that's why after it gets to the pit stop, right? He's like, Rob,
do you remember that show we watched like two summers ago with the people and their dogs racing around the world?
Yes, yes.
Did Ryan and Dusty try out for that and then get cast on The Amazing Race?
Yeah. They said, oh, Ryan, we love you and your dog Dusty so much. Is there any that we have some experimental technology? We'd like to change your dog Dusty into a man. Like, okay. Sure.
And maybe they stopped in a few like animal places along the way, right? Like he was a monkey at one point, then he was a cat, and now he's a dog, and that's why it's all jumbled up in his head.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not a monkey, you're a dog man.
Yeah, but then why is he calling himself a cat?
What those birds don't know is I'm a sneaky little tomcat, and I'm gonna climb up in there and eat all their little eggs and them.
Yeah.
No, a dog would not know what a cat eats, so I think he's trying to like really play like, yes, all humans know the cat diet of eggs.
Okay. I was tempted just to relabel the Amazing Race podcast and just put that out as the best of the week. I thought that was a really great recap. So many sound clips like,
it's a milky, milky time to make some tea.
You're going to want to go back and listen if you haven't to hear about the saga of Cult Tony and some of the back and forth with my down ass buddies on the Amazing Race recap. Jess and Mike have been getting together for an Amazing Race feedback show at the end of the visits of the Amazing Racers to a specific location. This weekend, the teams wrapped up their leg in Switzerland, and so they had on the great Sasha Joseph to talk about what was going on there. And of course, Jess built out a game about the past week's detour where the players had to determine if a certain thing was a sausage or a nut. And of course, this opens the door for Mike Bloom on this clip from The Tar Pit.
All right. And finally, our last one, Lap Chung.
That's a sausage, right?
Trying to think. There's, I feel like there's Lap Chung, which is tea. But Lap Chung sausage. Yeah, I don't think it's Lap Chung nut.
No, I really
think just, and just went with, the neither. So I think we're going to go sausage here.
Yep, you're correct. It is sausage. You guys did really great. I didn't keep track, so I don't know how great you did, but I'm proud of you.
We won. Yay.
The true winner is marketing for their new brand, YOLO Nuts.
It's true. And I feel like we kept it family, and that was also good.
Kept it in the family, much like you like to do when you nut.
And now we need the explicit.
Yeah, so now, I did an entire quiz about sausage and nuts, and Mike Bloom is the one that gets the credit for taking it all the way.
No,
listen, you Jesse, is there most of the way. You absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't. You walk so I could run. So thank you, and thank you for teaching us what comes out of beavers as well. Like we learned so much today between Switzerland. What they're known for. If they're known for belts, apparently they're also known for bikes. They're known for cheese, and we know a lot about now nuts and sausage as well. So,
and beavers.
Who's to say podcast can't be educational?
Great work there by Jessica Leese and by Sasha. And we're not going to talk about Mike there in that clip because Mike is, you know, he's not the first time this week he's gotten himself into some hot water. He was the subject of some conversation when I visited with Shannon Gus on the premiere of Australian Survivor week one here of the brand new season, Blood versus Water. I got to come on with Shannon to talk about the first three episodes of the brand new season, which of course features the queen of Survivor, Sandra Diaz-Twine, and her daughter, Nina, competing on the Blood Tribe and the Water Tribe. And we got to the subject of talking about winner picks for the season. And Shannon told me some other disturbing news about Mike Bloom here on this clip from the Australian Survivor episode one recap.
What do you think are some of the key differences between Sandra and Nina's gameplay? Because in many ways, they're approaching this game similarly, but not exactly the same.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think Nina is being a little bit more aggressive. Like, I think she is like a little bit more with like her foot on the gas. Like, I think she's a little bit more like that. She's on offense, where I think that Sandra is having to, like, you know, stylistically, they have a similar game, but I think that Sandra has to be a little bit more on defense.
Yeah. I would say the complete opposite. Like, not Sandra on this season. I mean, I do agree that offense, defense on this season, because Sandra's having to really protect against something. But in general, yes. I feel like, I call them both bloods, but I feel like Nina is more the water to Sandra's blood, which is a duality mm-hmm. that exists. Like, Sandra comes out hot. Like, she can get loud too. Even though she's, like, underestimated and sometimes under the radar, I feel like in affect, it's always quite big. Nina to come in with such a soft approach to pull the strings kind of behind the scenes, even though it's an aggressive move, it's done in that softer way.
But we've all, very small sample size here.
I know everything about, like, Nina Twine at this point.
I mean, if we just watched the first episode of Survivor Pearl Island, I mean, yeah. Sandra, she's running around like she's wheeling and dealing in the you know, the Panamanian village. I don't think you see her get loud too for some time.
Do you think that Nina will get loud too?
Oh, I think certainly.
I can't see it. Like, from the one, like, weak sample size that I have, I feel like she can't get as loud. I don't think she'll get as loud.
I don't think she can get as loud as her mom, but I bet you she gets a little fiery with somebody.
Yeah, possible. I think as well for Nina, like, she has the benefit of 20 years of this. Like, they both have skills. They're both really smart. They're both aware. They're both social. Like, that stuff exists. But when Sandra came out at the beginning, she didn't have 20 years of all the teachings and experiences. And now Nina has that. And I think that only kind of improves on it. Like, Sandra's had to go through seasons and seasons to evolve things. She's made mistakes along the way, but she's, like, absolutely honed her crafts and her skills. And Nina comes in, I think, like, a little bit more well-honed from the beginning. So it's deadly. Like, it's a good winner pick. It is. It's a deadly, possibly just a deadly.
Who was your winner pick?
Shay.
Shay.
Okay. It was Mike, too. Mike tried to get two winner picks. That's not the first time he's done that. Can you talk to him?
Who's his other winner pick?
Jordy. Because, well, he picked Shay, and I was like, oh, well, I also picked Shay. Jordy's had one good. Jordy's doing not bad. He's social. He's
the overalls guy?
Yeah, the overalls guy.
Okay.
Mike can't have two winner picks. Just talk to him about it.
I'm going to speak to him about it.
Thank you. Fire him. So.
very sad news, everybody. We have to let Mike Bloom go, of course. Mike, very talented podcaster, but it came to our attention that he. Tried to get away with two winner picks on Australian Survivor, multiple times, which he's done it. Is a, you know, clear no-no and, you know, cannot be done. So, Mike, we wish you the best in all of your future endeavors. Thank you for all your contributions to RHAP. But, you know, hope everybody else can learn from Mike's very sad mistake.
And then Mike's going to have to put, like, a notes app apology where he's like, mm-hmm. I've really reflected on it and I should have just one winner pick and trying to, like,
I mean, frankly, he should do it now.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I want the notes app apology. When Mike gets 2.5 hours into this podcast, I want him to say sorry to me. I want him to say sorry to the listeners. I want him to say sorry to the fandom. And enough of this. Enough.
Enough. Stop.
Yeah. No, it's, please.
It's unbecoming. No matter how many winner picks Mike Bloom tries to get away with, it was a great start to Australian Survivor Blood versus Water. Of course, are the patrons have easy access to watch Australian Survivor. robinswebsite.com/patron. And of course, don't miss any of Shannon's coverage in our Survivor Global podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/global feed. We had another member of Survivor 41 on the podcast this past week as David Voce stopped by to visit the Why Blank Lost podcast and talk with David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis. And David Bloomberg had a lot of questions for David Voce, including what was it about me that you really connected with, and many more, as they talk through David Voce's game, which he had a lot of exception with the interview we did a couple of weeks ago with Tiffany. And so as the interview was going along, Jessica Lewis sent out a message to her good friend, Tiffany, who made a surprise appearance on the podcast to talk with her buddy, David Voce.
Okay, I think now, that's like, yeah. Now, someone has come onto this stream, and I don't know how they got this link. I swear to you, I don't know.
Oh, no.
You lying?
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. No. No. Bloomberg, this is not appropriate. Bloomberg.
Ladies, I did not sign up for this. I did not on the link.
No, 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 no. No.
All of a sudden, it popped up there, and I almost didn't see it.
No. I did not come onto hers and call her out for all of her lies.
Listen, you guys were coming at me, so I'm like, I need some backup.
No. I did not agree to this. Oh, my goodness. This is unacceptable.
Listen, if you are just loyal to me, Voce, if you're just you, Jess is like, she's going to be loyal to me and she's going to jump on this podcast if I just call her last second.
Oh, I was wondering who you were texting there, Jessica.
I was like, I need help. So in all fairness, I will give this to Voce. Do I think I would have had a better game if he would have been with me?
Yes. Because you got voted out the very next time you could have gotten voted out.
Listen, you see what he's saying? But here's the thing. You heard him. You heard him say, would I have been loyal? Of course he's going to say that now. But here's the thing. If I got to the final five,
No. Did I say I would be loyal through and through? I did not say I would be loyal through and through. I said final four.
Okay. Listen up. You walked me around the island for like an hour looking for the idol you already knew Xander had.
I'm not going to just, there's other advantages out there. Go vote for shit. You told me we were voting Liana. You said the plan is to vote Liana, which is completely bullshit.
I feel like we're on Maury Povich. I don't know what's going on. Do you need to take a test or something?
Right, this should be a DNA test being taken.
This is how crazy Tiffany is. Tiffany, for 3 months, we would talk literally 2 hours a day. Somehow I found a way in the hospital to talk 2 to 3 hours a day about how I was voted off. And she's like, well, I think Liana said this. You know, I was saying this. We'll have to wait. Every day it would change. I'd be like, Tiffany, why would you do this? She's like, oh, well, maybe
I'm older.
And then it turns out it's all Tiffany just freaking out, letting her emotions rule her. She couldn't think logically.
She's such a liar right now.
I am not a liar.
Bloomberg, you have to understand something about Voce. Here is the truest form of Voce. Voce has a hard time seeing through somebody else's eyes.
Bullshit.
The point was Voce, love.
Here, I can see through Tiffany's eyes. Beam. Fall off.
You can't
fall off. Beam. Fall off. Beam. Fall off.
Listen, for 2 seconds. Listen, here's what happened. Okay. Voce. To be fair, Voce, my love. We would go to the bathroom and make poo-poo together, and you did not talk strategy with me. Why?
You kept telling me it was Liana, and I kept being like, is this bullshit? I think this is bullshit.
You should have said, is this bullshit? I would have said, yeah, I'm lying to you.
You're lying to me.
Okay, that's not true. We put Liana's name out, but it was Xander. So there was no reason to say anything to you, because it was Liana, as far as you were concerned, because it was going to be Xander.
So wait, but then, listen to this. So then, me, Liana, and Xander are talking while you're on your confessional. Who are we supposed to say we're going to vote out?
The crabs.
Do you see what I'm working with?
Why couldn't you say Eddie?
We could have.
But instead you picked me and I was already on the block.
Liana and Xander both said you also because of your balance beam performance.
Oh, my balance beam performance. Okay.
Free Willy was an easy target.
I was an easy target because of the balance beam. You wanted to cut the goddamn artery, and once we cut your artery, we won everything.
Tiffany popping in, certainly one of the highlights in the David Voce 3-hour deep dive with David Voce on Why Blank Lost with David and Jessica. David Voce, a very good sport about everything. That was a really fun podcast to get to listen to. So check that out in the Survivor podcast feed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got plenty of good stuff to go, including Bryce stopping by the Married at First Sight wrap up this week to talk about what's going on. So you don't want to miss that right after this.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Over on the Married at First Sight wrap up this week, Asia Welch and Jason Reed had a great guest, the host of the Purple Pants podcast, Bryce Isaiah, stopped by to talk about what's been going on over on Married at First Sight. That there is a couple, Chris and Alyssa. Alyssa isn't attracted to Chris at the altar, and now Alyssa is trying to get out of the marriage and using every excuse except the fact that she's not attracted to Chris. So now she's basically on a free honeymoon and trying to avoid Chris. So Bryce is there to talk about everything that's going on, and we get a visit from Spicy Brycey on this week's Married at First Sight wrap up.
Yeah, this is hard to watch because I want to like Chris, but at the same time, sir, if I wish would try me like this. Are you kidding me? I would be the first to be like, get this mic off. Like, are you kidding me? And again, like, I'm sorry. I don't mean like be talking, but like, the first night on a wedding night, like for you to pull that stunt.
Yes.
Like, for you to be like, you don't want to like, but we can talk off camera. And then like the nerve of her when he meet with her family and like, you know, he is honest with the family. Like, you know, she said, I ain't her type. She don't like me. And like, you know, and I like, good job on the family for being like, you know what? Sometimes she may not understand what she wants. I would continue to like give it a try. But like, for you to then be mad at him for that. And what I do feel like, and for Alyssa, her being like, what are these matchmakers see? Like what do they see? Like, they just got it so wrong. Like, no, sis. Like, how about like, he might, no, mind you. They might have got it wrong, but like I think that, you know, the qualities in which that he could bring, like girl, like stop it. And then like like it just was like then first of all, I love these reality shows, and I love like the shadiness of the editing. And again, yes. Like, you know, with Jasmina and Michael, child, when they inserted that clip of her clear pause, I was like, ooh, I loved it. And I just love the fact that like she started crying. She's like, my mom called and she said, give her a chance. And I just don't lie now. I don't want them to think I'm me, girl. I don't want them to think I'm mean. And then all of a sudden, Chris walks by. That Chris gets done some snorkeling and is like walking over, like, ooh. She's like, tell him don't come over here now. And child, that poor PA that we see, she couldn't even walk straight up to him. She did like to walk and dip in. I am over Alyssa. And I am over her. And then like, I don't mean this long, my luck, but like, I'm sorry. I had a very strong reaction to them. And then it's like, okay. So then another thing that pisses me off about her is like, no, you not on
love. I wish y'all could see how Bryce is.
Sorry. What we not going to do, Alyssa, is what we're not going to do is go on Love at First Sight. Child, you saw the first sight. It wasn't love. And now you're going to try to flip it. Like all of a sudden, this is Bravo's girls trip. And like, you just yes. want this like, vacation mm-hmm. by yourself. Like, no, Chris is a part of this. Alyssa. Okay, sorry, y'all. I don't know what just came over me. Sorry, like, no, but that pisses me off. And then I feel so bad for Chris, but I also feel like And then at every corner, when Chris calls her on her BS, she tries to flip it and be like, get this mic off of me. He just called me a liar. Because you are.
Not gonna do this on camera.
Oh my goodness.
She is so scared of saying things on camera. She is so obsessed
because she's a nice person.
Right.
So nice. Everyone says I'm nice. I've really been nice to every single person.
Alert. Anybody that says that has to like that has to convince.
Yes.
Yep. Should not just say that you're a good person if you are a good person.
Literally, you're a good person, but you are crying because your mom said give him a chance, and you don't want to give him a chance. And then you see him walking over, and then the crying stops, and it's like, tell him, do not come over here right now. I do not want to be seen filming with him.
Her husband, her whole husband, that she signed up to do this. She acts like they pulled her off the street and said, you're getting married at first sight, and then made her marry this man. She has no idea that she did this on her own free will. But we did get some feedback from Gabrielle. We got a question saying, who is Alyssa trying to convince when she keeps saying she's a good person? The audience, production, herself? Because I'm not convinced.
All of the above.
Right.
She's trying to convince us. I think she really thinks that she is a good. I think Alyssa is deluded in many different facets of this situation. She thinks, like I said last week, she thinks that Chris is out of her league, when in reality, they are in the same league.
Same disc golf league.
Yes, they are in the same league. They belong together. Okay. You are not so hot that you are not in Chris's league at all.
She thinks that.
She does. So yeah, she's trying to convince us. I'm a good person. I don't know why everyone says I'm not. So it's awful. Okay. So yeah, she's trying to convince everyone that she's a good person, although we have seen the exact opposite.
I love how worked up Bryce can get about talking about these shows. For more Bryce, of course, check out the Purple Pants podcast every single week. And if you are interested in hearing more about Married at First Sight, be sure to subscribe to the Married at First Sight podcast feed at robiswebsite.com/maths feed. All right. On News AF this week, we were talking about, of course, big news this week, Groundhog's Day. Believe that Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, but there are other groundhogs. It's not just Punxsutawney Phil. He does not just have a monopoly on the Groundhog Day. That there is actually other groundhogs, local groundhogs around the country. And one of them, we did have some sad news right before the big holiday this week. Here is Danny, Tyson, and myself on this week's News AF entitled Golden Corral Brawl is a News AF talking about Groundhog's Day.
Why shouldn't we should be giving these groundhogs the ability to choose, like maybe offer some schooling kind of pick, because then you're getting the best of the best.
Yeah, but how do you know that they didn't choose in the blob world? They were like, do you want to be like a groundhog? It's a type of animal. And what it does is,
yeah, but we don't know as humans which ones would have made that choice. So what I'm saying is, in order to weed them out and to find the ones that were truly chosen to predict weather,
right,
we have to offer some kind of schooling, or at least like the Super Bowl, they have to come sniff stuff out, right?
The Matrix will just place them where they need to be.
Well, it is 100% accurate, the most accurate computer ever.
That's what I'm saying.
And also, we have other animals now that are telling the future. We have octopuses, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, yeah.
Pigs, and this is something we talked about last year, where all the other predictive animals, what if there's one that's even better at predicting the weather? Why don't we move on to other animals?
Better than a groundhog?
Yeah, better than a groundhog. Come on, there must be something.
Really, what we needed was a groundhog to predict the lifespan of Milltown Mel. Yeah. If we could have had like another groundhog that was going to tell us, hey, Milltown Mel is not going to make it till Groundhog Day.
So you think they need like 10 groundhogs to predict each other's lifespan, and then one groundhog?
They can smell the stench of death sneaking up on Milltown Mel.
Enough groundhogs to form a pentagram. You put Mel in the middle, and then they can divine whether he's going to die or make it for this year. Because then you can just get rid of him and summon another groundhog from the ground.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Mel, actually, ironically, lived on the property of a funeral home in a small community near New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh.
No word about if a service will be held for Milltown Mill.
I mean, it only makes sense, but yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could we get, is this a job we could be moving over to AI and robotics?
Hmm.
Like some, one of those Boston Dynamic dogs comes out, dude. Crunches arf, all the data.
Arf, arf, arf. You have six more weeks of winter.
Hey, it's going to be another long, cold winter for you. Oh,
yeah. I would love it if that's how the Boston Dynamic dog opened his mouth. I had all these expectations, like for metallic, angry barking, and that's how it talks.
No, that's how the Boston Dynamics dog talks.
And for more News AF, you could either join us live every Tuesday at noon Eastern, or you could listen to the News AF podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/newsaffeed, also in the main feed of Rob as a podcast. So this week over on Pod Friends, Matt Scott had another great interview with one of the people behind the scenes here, behind the microphone over at RIJP and post-show recaps, and that would be Brooklyn Zed. Brooklyn Zed opened up about a very special cameo they had received from a Survivor player that they admired greatly. Here is Matt Scott talking with Brooklyn Zed on the latest edition of Pod Friends.
I was so excited when I realized that Evie also uses they, them pronouns, even if it wasn't on the show, because it was still going to change how people thought about gender in talking about someone who is on TV. And so we started getting to know each other a little bit, and then getting that cameo from them, I just like sobbed through the whole thing because it was so kind.
Yeah.
'Cause they just said such really, really kind things about me, like yelling about pronouns on Twitter effectively, which is something I've been doing for a long time and is very important to me.
Of course, you can catch Pod Friends every week in the Pod Friends podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/podfriendsfeed. Let's talk some Joe Millionaire. We didn't get to Joe Millionaire until Friday this week because of a Big Brother, but it was another wild episode over at Lakeshore Manor where the Joes decided to send a woman home. Spoiler alert for Joe Millionaire. Get out if you are waiting to still watch the episode. But Jenny was given a gold coin on last week's episode. Not Jenny Autumn. Jenny from Joe Millionaire. Jenny with an IE, she was given a gold coin that gave her a chance to steal one of the guys. She did that. I guess it was not the right time to do it. They sent her home for interrupting the date. And so Jenny Autumn and I are reacting to some of the commentary from Joe Millionaire's Kurt and Steven about why they decided to send Jenny out. And we get a little bit of an explanation of what happened with Jenny.
Thoughts on Jenny?
I just feel like she migrated you so quickly.
Okay. First off, is Steven interviewing Kurt? What is this? Like tribal council? Kurt, all right. Your thoughts.
Thoughts on Jenny?
I just feel like she migrated you so quickly.
I just think she migrated you so quickly. Jenny, what the hell does that even mean?
I'm telling you, Rob, Kurt was not feeling well. He was in a rough place. He had too much wine. And let me tell you, a wine hangover is nothing to mess with. I do not think that Kurt was of the right mind here. Mm-hmm. And that made no sense. She migrated him.
Yeah.
Like,
is there another word he's trying to use? Like, I feel like that Kurt, I feel like often will, and Steven too, will often get things not exactly right. I think he said about Suzanne earlier in the episode,
she beats her own drum.
That is not what it, that I believe you march to the beat of your own drum.
Yes.
You know, every drummer beats their own drum. Yeah.
It would be more interesting if she was beating somebody else's drum.
Everybody's drums.
Yeah.
You can't trust her around the drums. She's beating everybody's drums. She beats her own drum, you know, ho hum. So what? But here to learn that Jenny migrated Steven.
That's on Jenny.
I just feel like she migrated you so quickly.
Do you think he meant that she migrated
to him?
Like, and so
she's a bird leaving like cold weather.
Yeah, she's going south for the winter.
Mm-hmm. He does live in the south.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. We're getting somewhere here.
What part of the country is Jenny from?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm. Jenny, Joe Millionaire. Okay. So, I don't know what part
Jenny
of the
Alexander, I think.
She went to NC State. Yeah.
Oh, she's right around the corner from me.
Yeah, so she's close. Okay, yeah. Maybe we get her in studio.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I don't know where she goes now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
Well, so I have to give a gold coin to all of the Joe Millionaire ladies that you have a gold coin that you can come in here for 1 hour.
That's it.
That's it. That's
and
it.
And you decide whether it's wise to use that
yes.
or not.
And then
see
if you can get past Caro downstairs.
Yeah.
But if you can, please sit in.
Or pass Nicole.
That's who I'm talking to.
Okay. Making sure we're on the same
page. We're on the same page.
We're on the same
page. That was the code name, like avocado, Jenny.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was code for the out of context. Doesn't it can't drag me.
Yes, the avocadoed code.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stuck on the migrating. So do you think he is saying she migrated to Steven and that she did not give Kurt the time of day? So
she migrated from Kurt to Steven, you think?
Yeah. So like Kurt was the cold weather. I mean, he's kind of paler than Steven, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So she was like a bird migrating from the cold winter of Kurt to the warm, lovely beaches of Steven.
Okay. Well, if you recall, Jenny, that there was another famous Jenny who once prayed that she could be like a bird and fly far, far away from here. And is that the Jenny that migrated?
Wait.
Yes.
Do you have a clip?
Fly with me.
Hit it.
Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've gotten here.
He's going to migrate.
I'm impressed with how quickly you got that.
Thanks, YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Jenny is going to... She migrated.
And it was apparently not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't end great. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that ended great either.
No. No. I've got one more clip for you this week, and it comes from my coverage of 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days with Mr. 90 Day Fiancé, Puya Zambakili, as we have been covering the saga of Kim and Usman. Kimberly is in her 50s. She is a woman who has admired the younger rap superstar, Soulja Boy, yes, you heard me correctly, a.k.a. Usman, from afar. He has looked at her as a potential that maybe she has the potential to one day be in a relationship with him and then go on to then do relationship things from there. That they have been taking very slow baby steps as they have finally gotten together in one place. Kim has invited Usman to sleep in her hotel room. But Usman wants to make sure there is no funny business, no yammy yammy going on in the hotel room. And Kimberly is getting more and more upset. And she tells Usman in this clip about just how not only is she upset, there are members of her family that will also be very disappointed about how this is all going. This is my clip of talking about how that scene could go between Kimberly's family and Usman in the future on the 90 Day Fiancé Recap with Puya Zambakili. So this gets like super awkward. So now Usman says, okay, I'm good night. I'm going to sleep. And so Usman pretends to go to sleep in a room full of production people. And then it's really awkward as we like pull back and like see like some like grizzled old cameraman who is just like in the room.
Just sitting like 2 feet away from the bed with a big ass camera on the shoulder.
Listening to Kimberly rant about how she wants sex so badly right now.
Yeah. She was like, I don't want to sleep. I want to have sex. And then she starts getting up and she makes. So it was already so awkward. Then she says, well, like now my son's going to cuss you out.
Yep. Yep.
This was a weird pivot.
This is a weird pivot. Right. Okay. Because Usman's like, what? She's like, yeah, my son, Jamal, he's going to be pissed. So actually what I'd love to do, Puya, if you could. So if we may, if you're up for it, I would love to role play the eventual conversation between Kimberly's son, Jamal, and Usman. And I would love to play the part of Kimberly's son, Jamal, who is going to give Usman a piece of his mind.
Sure. I'm game. Okay. So you have to start it.
Hey, is this Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy?
Yes, King of Africa here.
Yes. Hey, this is Kimberly's son, Jamal. Maybe you've heard of me.
Hey, my son, Jamal. How are you?
Yeah, well, I just want to say that I am not too happy with you, sir. So it turns out that I heard about what went on between you and my mom when she came to your music video shoot. You told her that you really wanted to be have her there to be a potential for her.
Yeah, that's true. She was potential, and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, and then she had you sleep in her room, and you wouldn't give her any sex? Is this true?
Yes, I told her that I didn't
want to
have sex.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? My mom wanted to have sex with you, and you wouldn't give her sex until she met some criteria? What is wrong with you? Just have sex with my mom. How could you? She wanted it. She wanted the yammy yammy, and you dangled that yammy yammy so close to her, and she didn't get any sex? None? Why won't you have sex with my mom? I am furious. Good day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, is why it's very weird that this was the threat that she threw at him. That was very weird. You get back here and you have sex with my mom right now.
My son is not going to be happy. All right, really fun moment from this week's The 90 Day Fiancé recap. You can always jump in and start watching 90 Day Fiancé or just start listening to the podcast with Puya and I. This week, in addition to 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, which was also very wild with Gino and Jasmine, we're also going to take a look together at the second part of the 90 Day Fiancé, the Single Life reunion show on our 90 Day Fiancé recap coming up on Monday. And that's it. That was the best of the week. You can help us make this show every week by going to robiswebsite.com/bestof. Let us know your favorite moments and clips from the week. If there was anything that didn't make it into the show that you wanted to hear, you can let us know. But also take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, did I send it in? Did I look at that? Okay, look, I'm not trying to like place any blame, but I'm just saying, that's how we know what to put into the show. Otherwise, how would we know what's good and what's not if we don't hear it from the listeners of Robin's Podcast, the very people who this show is made for? robinswebsite.com/bestof. Hope you enjoy all of the RHAP coverage coming up this week. Make sure you subscribe to all of your favorite podcasts over on robinswebsite.com. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. And remember,
it's a milky, milky time to make some cheese. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.